This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have today's stories coming right up. You know, there aren't many things that matter more to the farmer and rancher than the weather. Totally out of their control, but he or she can often take steps to adjust to the weather if they have a better handle on the forecast. That's why now on our weekend television show, This Week in Agribusiness, we present every week a four-week agriculture weather forecast. Ag weatherman Greg Solier, who has been a professional weatherman for some 35 years, brings this one-of-a-kind outlook on every episode of our show now, including this coming weekend. Our visit also includes a discussion on something else crucial to farmers, the ag markets, as a market analyst or trader will join us at the desk to share insight about those seemingly unpredictable markets that determine the prices paid to farmers. Join us on This Week in Agribusiness, seen on 120 local television stations and the RFD TV channel. Check your local listings for the airtimes. This weather sure has been better for snowmobiling, but several deaths have occurred in our region in just the past week because of that. A man was killed in McHenry County, Illinois, when his snowmobile hit a tree in the wee hours the other morning. There was another death in Oneida County, Wisconsin. And in Michigan, authorities are boosting snowmobile safety awareness after 9 deaths have occurred so far this winter already. 5 of those happened on the same day. From This Week in Agribusiness, farmers say they want to boost their corn and cotton acreage this spring. While cutting back on crops affected by the import tariffs imposed by China, those crops would be soybeans and sorghum. This is according to a survey done by Farm Futures and released this morning in Iowa at the Farm Futures Business Summit. And while the USDA previously expected farmers to put in more wheat, the uncertain prices and the winter wheat planting delays might force a reduction of the total wheat numbers. Farm Futures surveyed growers back in December and the early part of this month after trade tensions between the U.S. and China eased a little as the negotiations resumed to end the dispute. Hopes for an end to tariffs likely convinced some farmers to plant more soybeans than many of the grain trade expected. That survey done by Farm Futures reported soybean planting intentions of 84.6 million acres, down 5.5% from last year. But that's more than the USDA was projecting in its budget process back in November. The Farm Futures initial report had farmers boosting corn acres all the way up to 90.8 million acres. But the latest estimate came in at 90.3 million acres. There's a new report out calling on federal, state, and local governments to do more to address what is being called a staggering spike in pedestrian fatalities. The report says over a 10-year period, more than 49,000 people were killed while walking in the United States. The report comes from the National Complete Streets Coalition. They even single out the sport utility vehicle, saying it is more likely to kill pedestrians in a crash. And they note that roadway design, vehicle speed, and distraction are factors. And we wonder to what degree people out walking on the road or jogging on the road would be a significant factor. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.